Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
The one true God, we thank you. And we honor you, because unto you shall the gathering of the people be. I hide behind the cross, that only you, Jesus, will be seen and glorified. I step out of the way, so that you can touch your people and speak to them. Speak, Lord, for your servant hear it. Amen. Hallelujah. Psalm 149. One of the things that have amazed me, and I've experienced it sometimes, and it can be very painful or maybe confusing. Why is the heaven silent? Have you ever wondered, despite all you are going through, why is God not saying anything? Have you been there before? I give you the praise, the praise. You deserve the praise, my praise. I give you the praise, the praise. You deserve my praise, my praise. I give you the Let me tell you, the key, if you want the Lord to honor you, God is not a man. God is not a man. God is not a man. There is a way he wants to be approached. Even though he is your father, but you must know the difference between when you are dealing with your father and when you are dealing with your God. There are certain doors fatherhood opens, but there are certain doors only the fear of God opens. A lot of people you see on social media doing what they do are actually born again, but they are vagabonds. The key is the fear of the Lord. What did I say? The fear of the Lord and a genuine love for him. God will not hold anything back from you. Many claim they love him, but there is only because God is not talking about their sin. When Jesus began to preach and he began to speak about the people eating his flesh and drinking his blood, his disciples turned away. The outer disciples, they turned away. A lot of the crowd left. Then Jesus faced Peter and asked him a very important question. He said, "What about you?" I can understand these guys, but you, why are you here? It's easy for you to think you know why you are here until when the maths is no longer matching. Then the question about why are we even here? Why, like you are in church this morning, why are you here? Jesus asked a question. He said, "Who did we go into the wilderness to see?" He was talking about John. John the Baptist. He said, "Did we go into the wilderness to look for a man dressed in royal apparel?" He said, "No." He said, "Those who wear royal apparel, where are they?" "In palaces." He said, "We went to look for a prophet." He said, "But I say to you, you found more than a prophet." Jesus said John was more than a prophet. John did not prophesy in the sense of the way Isaiah and Jeremiah did. So what made John more than a prophet? So if you say Jesus is a prophet, you see, it's a problem for me, because even Jesus said John is more than a prophet. So Jesus cannot be just a prophet. Huh? When I read the Quran, I saw a written there that Jesus is the Spirit of God. It's in the Quran that Jesus is alive and that Muhammad is dead. So why are you following a dead man? Forget about the errors in the book. Let's just take the book the way it is. Do you agree he's dead? Do you agree this one is alive? And you also say this one is coming back. Really? You believe? So why are you following a dead man? Jesus asked Peter, "What about you?" At what point will I become offensive to you? At what point will I no longer be enough for you? So, because I like to look for keys that are reliable, you know, principles that are reliable that I can put my life on, not just what one man is saying. You know, I became a bit concerned. I took my time recently. I listened to so many ministers of the gospel, and I became concerned. It seems that if a pastor is not throwing in a few jokes here and there to make people smile and laugh, something is wrong with that message. I noticed that most of us have become comedians. And the input, the output will tell us the weight of the input. So when we see Chiamaka, Chukwudi, Francis, Emeka, Benga on TikTok, and we see what they are doing, then we need to go and look for their pastor. That's the pastor's input is what we are seeing. Forget about the fact that people don't listen to the pastor. You know, they just select. So what was it that Jesus said to these people? How can a congregation rise up before they share the grace? and walk out angrily. The congregation cannot be wrong now. If you have 1,000 people and only 12 are only the pastors and deacons are left, that means there's something wrong with what that man said. But not before God, though. Or before you, Sha. I attended a session Friday, that online interview. Sometimes if you are going to be meeting people you don't know, it's better to be traditional than modern. To be safe. If you are not sure what the dress code is, wear a tie. If you are not sure, you can't miss being corporate, yes. Even if it's an IT job. You know IT people, they don't like wearing tie. Abijohn. So my friend came into the interview room and the question was asked and she said, yeah. Me, I'm Gen Z, so I did not notice. But at the end, they said, stop. I didn't know why he stopped it. Because, stop. Said, this is an interview. We don't use yeah. You know, that was when it occurred to me. And I said, this is a small crime now. But no, it's not a small crime. I told somebody, I said, when they ask you, I'm practically giving you the answer now. When they ask you any question, say yes. My friend got there, said no. Said, I've asked all my questions during the first interview. Shugbon konbe laye mi. If you copy the answer and give some people, say, just copy this thing in the exam. Don't read the question, just rewrite it. They will still fail. The only thing that was left is for me to start answering the questions for her. There is something wrong with the output, what we are seeing as the result of our faith. A lot of Christians cannot stand the teaching of doctrine. But you want someone who can preach, and there's a place for that. But you see, as a pastor, I'm a general practitioner. I'm a GP. So I'm the first person you will see before I refer you to a specialist. And if you are lucky, you may not need a specialist. Because if I refer to a specialist, that means you have a very big problem. There was a brother. Please remind me, because what I want to show you is how to gain victory in the secret place when you have serious problems. That's where I'm going. So in case I go through Abuja, it's Lagos we are going. A couple came to see me. They wanted to get married. So my pastor then reached out to me, the pastor of my church, where I used to attend. Somewhere around here. No, I've attended so many churches. You'd be shocked. Deeper Life, the Apostolic Faith, the Apostolic Church, CAC, don't even mention that one. CAC, TREM, I've done Anglican. Redeem. Redeem. They inherited me. Winners. In this my short life. No, I've not done. Meanwhile, did you say choosing? I will say something about that one. Please remind me. I need to address some. Please just remind me. Please, secretary. Take note. I'm a chosen. That's what the Bible says. I'm not talking about a denomination. I'm talking about what the Bible says. We are chosen in Him, in the beloved. So I will come back and address that matter, because before you go and share something on your status that will be recorded against you. But just let me finish. The couple came to me, or the pastor said, oh, that something is wrong. They didn't update the church, but they want to get married this week, and they wanted me to quickly speak to them. The moment the pastor mentioned the name of the brother who is a member of our church, I said, no, the heavens have not said yes. My pastor said, go and prepare them for a wedding. The moment I heard the name, I said, no, there's a problem here. He looked at me. Sir, I don't know. You are the one that I heard. Since you say there's a problem, go and see them and find out what the problem is. And the brother came with the girl. And I asked the girl a question, are you born again? She said, yes. I said, how? She said, through water baptism. Infant baptism at the African church. Now, I don't have a problem with your church. It's a separate matter. But I have a process. I have a problem with the way you got born again. You are not saved. This man, we are still trying to help his salvation. Marrying you is a problem. We will lose him. See, my dad just bought the cow yesterday. I said, I'm not aware. You know, they just brought your file. The inspector in charge of the case has been transferred. I'm the new inspector in charge of this case now. No, not sheriff, inspector, the officer in charge. So I still have DPO and so on. But me, this is my, I just got this job. And I asked the brother, if I assume this girl doesn't know what to do, but you, how dare you? After all the things you have been through, this is how you decided to end your own life. If you know that you cannot pray, why not make friends with those who know how to pray? Is that not wisdom? You cannot hear God. And all your friends are specialists in taking Christian songs and doing skit with them on TikTok for 1 minute. They took the song of God's servant Nathaniel Bassey and wasted the song. Wasted it. I can't even listen to that song anymore. Except I go to YouTube. I did not even know there was a song called Yahweh Sabaoth, until I heard some naked people dancing to it on TikTok. So you see that issue of the fear of the Lord, you will not know where God has something against you, because nobody will tell you. Satan will not go there. Meanwhile, you are specialized in accumulating sin. There's something that the Bible calls the holy and the profane. The holy means that which is separated. There are things that you cannot touch. The vessels that were kept in the temple, the cups, if you are thirsty, you cannot drink with it. That's how holy the things that pertain to. If you take, please give me this pen. Say, God, I consecrate this biro, this pen, for your use, for your glory, in Jesus' name. The moment you say that, it's no more your own. It's in your hand, but it's not yours. If you want to give your neighbor, you have to be sure it's okay for God, that God is fine with it. That's the problem with saying, Pastor, I bought a car, come and let me pray on it. It's better I should not pray, so I can be going to Karen Amoda, carrying Chike and Ifeanyiwa, doing what you like. The moment the pastor pours his anointing here and says, Father, we dedicate this car, it's no more your own. When Samuel anointed David, the Bible said the Spirit of God came upon David, and he was turned into another man. When anything you give to God, God will mark it. The reason why God defends you is because you came to him and accepted him, and he accepted you. From that day, your security is now in his hands. That's why I always tell people, be very careful. Don't leave the covering. There are things you can do. And I gave you two major things, right? What are the things that can take you out of the covering of the blood? I told you. What? Number one, rebellion. Rebellion against the counsel of God can remove the divine covering over your head. Technically speaking, it is not the pleading of the blood of Jesus that makes it effective. I'm not saying you cannot plead the blood of Jesus. When we are in warfare mode, that is the only thing we plead. But technically speaking, what secures your righteousness and establishes it is the fact that you are covered in the blood of Jesus 24 hours every day. It's not your pleading it that makes it work. It's a system that is designed to work. The blood of Jesus is also a living entity separate from Jesus Christ in the heavenly realms. That's why when Jesus rose again, they did not find, he did not have blood. Go and read the scriptures. When he saw Thomas, he said, touch my hands into the hole. He said, for a ghost does not have flesh and bones. Flesh and bone. He didn't say blood. Flesh and bone. Open any Bible. Catholic Bible, Asian Bible, Jehovah's Witness Bible, Greek Bible, Ethiopian Bible, Assyrian Bible, Babylonian Bible. That's the way it is. His blood was separated. And if you read the book of Hebrews, the Bible says we have come to Jesus. We have come to the blood of Jesus. The things of the heavenlies are very deep. The reason a lot of us are praying, and it seems that we're having some challenges, go and check your consecration. Become extremely afraid. Are you here now? It's like they have gone home. Are you here? Become very afraid when you begin to touch sin and God is not talking. What did I say? Become very afraid when you begin to play with sin and God is silent, he's not talking. Because when God comes in, he usually comes in with a lot of noise. But when he goes, very quietly many times. The Bible says, and Samson did not know that the Spirit of God had left him. He did not know. As anointed as he was, he didn't know. There are many things men of God don't know. For instance, if you are very close to me, every time it seemed that I got a major revelation from God, it was when I started praying. Hey, are you here? I said, every time I got a major revelation from God, it was when I started praying. And somebody told you that it's not by prayer. And you believed it because it tickled your fancy. That couple, Laura Ocon, in a nutshell, sat here in that church there. I said, you have postponed this wedding. But before, I will tell you, this is where I stand. Meanwhile, the boy, the one that me I thought is our own, that is bringing wife to us, because he's a member, asked me a question in front of the lady. If he was wise, he would have said, Pastor, let me see you. But while we were discussing the matter, I see the ushers counting money. They were on the other side. Man, I don't know, say people they fear. You know those people, when they count money, they just do as if nobody exists. When they saw what was more than them, I look back, I noticed there was nobody there again. Don't scatter. We'll go count money, enter heaven. When the guest started manifesting. A lot of people you see are possessed.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And the fact that we cannot see it is now the reason why you should be concerned.
Yes, sir.
You want to walk in revelation, you must be a man of prayers. You must be a man of the secret place. You must be a man of divine fear. Holy fear. Huh? I wish I could preach this message in Yoruba. I would have. Yoruba message is the perfect language for this. If you don't have something you are afraid of, things, unexplainable things will be happening to you. So the brother asked me, this thing happened. Church is 9, almost 10. So that this is a 12 years old story. So the brother asked me before, okay, Pastor, are you saying she's not the will of God for me? I said, yes now. The lady started talking to me with a male voice. You cannot take him from me. You cannot take. This is not a Nollywood movie. Like after service, people said that when guy is canceling someone there. Meanwhile, they abandoned me. No PA. With a spirit-filled, wonderful lady. Young, pretty girl with nice nails. But when the matter came to it, the spirit in her took over. When the spirit suspected that there was a threat. Tina, it's like you are following me. You see all these nice, nice faces. Tell God, show me who this man is. Then get ready for the result. This person that every time she comes to the office, hello, the first thing she comes to argue. Why? First can be a mistake. Zekataba yekata. Lord, who is the Holy Spirit wants to reveal. Ask him.
Yes,
who are the people I'm working with here? Ask him now. Why are you afraid?
Yes,
why are you afraid of your own shadow? Because you don't have prayer life.
Yes,
ask him now. I want to marry this guy. Show me who is he. Haven't you seen women who insisted they were going to marry some men that were poor? They knew something.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
People want your future now, but they don't want to identify with your past.
Yes,
ask him. If you are confident now, ask him. If you are sure of yourself.
Hey.
If you know who you are in Christ, ask him, who is this brother? You cannot ask him because they fear. The lady started talking to me. I saw a young, pretty lady growing muscles. She stood up from the chair and told me in masculine voice, you cannot take him from me. The brother had it and ran. Heard the voice, the tone of the voice, so ran behind me. I said, I don't know if you people plan this thing. Maybe you want to stab me from the back. I don't know your plan, but please, crawl. Leave. I don't pray for people who are behind me. Please, if you want me to pray for you, come forward. I don't know your plan. Because these people here now, I don't know the way you are behaving. Come. Let me see. Say, I said, Pastor, I've never seen like that. I said, the Lord told me you've been sleeping with her. He said, Kima, make I know. Kima, Paro, Kima, Jai, Kima, make I know lie. I said, your destiny is gone. I said, that one, we must fight to recover it. It's a fight, too. I didn't say it's guaranteed. I said, it's a fight. But you see that you cannot resist again. She has taken your will. All you know is that you must marry. I say, and you will marry her. And nothing I say here today will change your mind. No time. Say, Father, put your fear in me. Give me holy fear. The fear of God. The true fear of God. So that I can walk uprightly. In Jesus' name. We all need it too. The person who needs it the most in this room is the person talking to you now. I'm telling you, you may not believe it, but it's okay. We know what we know, but the lady stood up and charged towards me. The instinct in me of, you know, I went to military school. The instinct in me was to become defensive, military wise. But that's not the problem. Because demons have been transferred by holding people's hand before. They transfer curses just by physical touch. You did not know. You thought you were hugging. So how do you know what is going on if your spiritual eyes are not open? I listened to a lady yesterday. She was talking. She's from Haiti. You know Haiti? Is it Asia? Caribbean. Yeah. Caribbean area. The lady said, in our community, they know how to raise people who have died.
Yes, yes.
I said, what?
Yes.
Say, even be buried for 3 months, 4 months, they will raise you.
Yes.
Yes. No, when they raise you, say the only thing that because people know you are dead, they will move you to another place. So you won't say, because there is a long story. It's a long story. But she said her own sister was raised. Yes. So when you think, look at the level of effort Satan is putting into the social media space to weaken us. It is so that these things, when we confront them, either we don't know or we are too weak to address it. Because we've been living our lives away from God. We have not been taught. And then your pastor is also a comedian who tells you that God only loves you. He loves you. But this is also part of the gospel. If you don't know how to fight, even your territory that God gave you will be collected from you. If you don't know how to fight, even that one which has been given, they will take it from you. So the brother asked me, he said, Pastor, now that she's manifesting like this, what should we do? I said, no, she'll be calm. You pack your things and leave the house. Disappear for a few weeks. The wedding will be put on hold. I took my bags. I went to prophetic streams that day. So just like, okay, let me discuss this matter. So I discussed it with Pastor Ayo. The guy called me prophetic stream. He said, Pastor, where are you? I cannot sleep. Anywhere you are, I'm coming. I'm on vacation. After I left you, I went straight to the airport. I'm not here. No. Man of God also needs to rest. Say, Pastor Ejo. He came to meet me in prophetic streams. I told him, why are you looking for me when you are not ready to listen? I saw you that after what we discussed, you went ahead and married again. And you are lost. I have to be honest with you. The moment they join you, you are lost. If people know what marriage means, it's not that I should be thinking there are girls they are doing and changing of clothes. That will not be your priority. You are entering into a covenant with somebody, which means you have inherited the person's battle and the person's victory. You know what we're talking about here? We don't marry for face. If you know this, oh goodness, if in this girl's family they have delay with childbirth, it has become your battle as a man. You cannot pray. They are doing fine, but you call your chevron. They don't want to call you. They tell person. When you become faithful, many times the challenges you even encounter, you will not see the sign coming. It just happen. Will you run and leave your wife? If the doctor tells you that 2 fallopian tubes, will you leave her? You are the one who swore in front of the altar and said, I will love you, I will worship you, I will be to my dying day till I see Jesus. You even wrote your own vows to join. And people are like, they are so. The doctor said, my doctor said to me in the UK, he said, Pastor. The doctor said to me, he said, Pastor, he said, even if it's just one that is open, there's a way, there's opportunity. He said, both are blocked. I said, when they come for that meeting, tell them it is possible. Don't tell them that. Life is filled with battles, so don't follow people who are just trying to catch cruise. And if you want promotion, you must fight. Nobody promotes anybody for smiling. You go to battle, come back, then we'll promote you. You want to be a civilian in the Lord's army? Huh? You want to be a civilian? We don't want civilians. We don't want admin officers. Bebon, come, let's give you AK-47, not AK-37, AK-47, and take you to the lost battle. Let's go and fight. The brother asked me that question that night. He said, are you saying there's no way that this marriage can hold? I said, it can hold now, you can marry yourself. I said, but there was a king. Who summoned the prophet and said, should I go to war? And because those other ones were collecting honorarium, say, Kale Makubaya Sayana Nitele. King, as I'm seeing you now, you have come back from that. You have come back victorious. I saw the angel of the Lord. I saw a meeting in heaven. Instead of you to listen to what they were saying in the meeting, you just assume that because you saw angels, it meant testimony and victory. They are planning your death in heaven. The same way people that got flash, they will not relax to even see, to pick the call. They'll go and buy a microphone and be telling people that once saved, forever saved. Or that they have the key of David. That they were praying. God gave them the key of David. Or God gave them this water. That whoever drinks this water, and they are selling it for $5, $10 on their website. I know my people. Sell for $5. If God gave it to you free when praying, why are you charging? Why don't you just dig the well? Let everybody come there. And why do you need to charge me $50,000 to bathe in this river of life? I'll be swimming pool of life. But you, that's what you like. You understand? Because if I tell you, believe, you say, that pastor is trying, but he doesn't have anointing. But okay, go and pay your 50,000. There's a place in Abuja where we are paying 50,000. Okay. Some of you, you people, you are not. We all the people spoiling our work. We know where they are. We know their address. So I told the brother in front of the girl. I said, a prophet stood out, Micaiah also, and he said, the Lord said you should not go. The king said they should put him in prison. The prophet said if you return. See, be all these 400 people. People always say majority cannot be wrong. God says in his own kingdom, majority can be very wrong. Do you know that when they put the man in prison, God did not say anything? I go there and they say you should go to prison. You too, go now. Is this not the work you signed for? Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. Go to prison. It's a collaboration. So go and rest. Go and rest. But I will bring you out too, but go there. Just see what's going on. Me, I would have, if I was the one, I would call down fire. You want to arrest me for what? I was in my house. You had one that said I should come. You want to arrest me again? Fire. God said, no, go to prison. Anyway, the king went, and he did not come back. Unfortunately, the 400 prophets will now have to look for another client. Won't he buy any engine? They've destroyed their life. Because of what they will eat. They've destroyed the whole lineage. So I told the brother, after I told him this story, I say, if you go, you will not come back. Last year, for the first time, he reached out to me. Was in a sorry state. I did not answer him. For me to answer you, I must hear God. That message is still on my phone unanswered. Don't wait to confirm prophecy. Better behave. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Many things that we're asking for, it's not that God cannot give us, but God is not sure that thing will not destroy us. It's not so, let's just keep you here. In the Old Testament, you bring a lamb once a year, offer it, and it covers your sins for it. Right? Now, God says, I don't want 10% again. I want 100. So when you confess Jesus, it must be as your Lord. I'm telling you why some people, it seems that their machines render very fast. And some, when they render a project, the computer will, for 17 hours, it's just Photoshop, one image. The thing will render for 3 days. That'll be going. Even if you restart the system, it will still render 17 hours. But some, small laptop, but it will render at once. It seems as if God is putting your prayer on queue. No, it's you. Most of the times, it's not God. And it's not Satan. So, speaking about this fear of the Lord, there was something the Lord helped me see about winning battles in Psalm 149. So, let's round up here. Are you blessed? You people, one day I'm going to buy Malta, Guinness, and share in this church, because the way you people even manage to listen to these depressing messages is commendable. It's commendable. I asked my wife, are you not tired of me? Like, I asked her yesterday, like, are you? Because even me, I'm tired of me. I'm telling you. Like, show Lord, don't you have any good thing to say? Eh? Is that your pastor? Anyway, the day I have good message, I will preach. Today, so is it good or bad? Uh-huh. See, some people, those who are not talking, we know where they stand. Uh-huh. Verse 1 to 9. Sing to the Lord a new song, and his praise in the assembly of saints. Now, I don't have enough time here, but I want you to look at all these items semi-separately. Like, when you go back to your prayer altar this evening, sing a song you've not sang anywhere. Sing a new song. God wants to hear you say something different. You know, sometimes our prayers could be like we are complaining. So this time, when you go back, say, Father, I thank you. My twins, they are here. You are praying for children. Thank you for John and Kennedy or whatever your children. Thank you because they are blessed. The Bible says, sing what? A new song. Tell God wants, you see, sometimes you are not aware you are repeating yourself. I have a friend. Eh? I have a friend. She doesn't know. Because she's very passionate. She's not aware that what she's telling me now was what she told me last week. It's the same thing she told me 3 months ago. Like, do you know people like that? They tell you the same story passionately. I know a man that he says his wife is like that. He said the day he told her, he said, you've told me this. He said the thing became a problem. It became a problem. Says so he has learned. Every time the wife says, hey, do you remember Mama CD? You say, hey, what happened? Just allow the story to flow, because you will blame yourself. Okay, my wife is not here. I don't think my wife does that anyway. I don't think. I'm not sure. And if she does, I have not noticed. You need to understand that joke. That is me saying, sorry. I'm okay. Anyhow you like, just be doing it. Sing to the Lord a new song. And his praise in the assembly of the saints. So this is a divine expectation. This is what God expects when we come together. Whether you are in the media team, or among the ushers, or for those of us that are perpetual latecomers, what God expects when you come, come with a song of praise. Huh? So this kind of service, this verse 1, Isaiah 49, 1 said, we are going to have it very soon in this church. Do you know this kind of service? It's the service where everybody will come out, hold the mic, and raise their own song, and we all sing. Maybe that day, there will be no time for a message. Or I'll just come read John 3:16 and we'll close. But that service of that day, you don't have to know how to sing, but just tell us the song. We'll all join you, and what? Isn't that a good service? Isn't that a glorious type of service? When last did you go to that kind of service anywhere in Lagos? You can't see it. Everything is programmed. Song 1, song 2, end with song 5. Shikena. Then the pastor will come and talk about the building project and then you share the grace. Okay, we want to start our own building project now. How many of you want to be members? Look at that. He said, his praise. A lot of people know how to go online and behave as if they are praising God. Put a camera in front of yourself. The one I really don't understand is those people I see online who behave as though they are praying. Huh? I will pray. Just you in your room with somebody holding a car, something as intimate as prayer, something as sacred as prayer. You put it out there for likes and shares. Huh? You put it out there. And you claim that God is far from you. You cannot discern between the holy and the profane and the common. That thing that is unique to you and God, you take it out there. Or you open your Bible, a very big Bible. You now write the scripture you are reading. So it's not, that's not the problem. I can help you like your post. The only problem for me is this ignorance, like, oh, what people do, or is it that you are not even aware that you are in the outer court? Do you realize that the tabernacle of Moses, the closer you get to God, the more alone, personal you are, you become. When you are in the outer court, you see everybody there. You do the washing as the priest. They will tie a bell to your feet to know if you are still alive. You will go through the ceremonial washings. And as you are going, they will escort you with prayer that may God bring you back to us. You are going to pray for us, but may God bring you back so that your own sin will not work against you. That's the danger of being a pastor. The pastor is also having the same struggle, but he's standing here telling you that you should not have that struggle. But you will call the pastor. Pastor, I just want to ask you one question. Pastor, are you praying for me? Pastor, I just need to know, because the things that I'm facing in my life, you are the only pastor. Pastor, I want you to be honest with me. I don't, because maybe you are not praying. That's why I'm going to. Early in the morning, you just call me. What was I telling my wife? I said, this issue, I'm not happy with my own prayer life. Huh? What was I telling my wife? I said, I'm not happy with my prayer life. The challenge that is upon me now. Hey, hear me clearly. I'm your pastor.
the challenge that is upon me now requires me to leave this pulpit for 3 weeks and not step on it. That's the challenge, the one that I'm still asking God how we are going to do it. He says I'm too much outside. He says he's seeing me everywhere. Ah, well, what have I done? Who knows me? He said, no, you are everywhere. Go away. I don't want you to talk for 3 weeks. That's the matter. I'm saying, okay, fine, but how? He said, I doesn't want to. Shebi, I saw Moses. He said, I should leave. He will increase it to 40 days. What's your problem? He said, That's the one you people don't hear. He said, if you continue like this, say you will be destroyed. That's what he said to me. Say, if you continue like this, you will be destroyed. Drop that mic. So for those of you that only come here because of you like my face or you like my voice, the day you don't see me, just know I've followed my maker. I don't want to be destroyed. Anyway, you shouldn't be hearing this, but I just want you to know how serious the matter is. He said, come before me with a song, and you are going to sing in the among the congregation of the saints. This is what church should look like. This is what normal church service should look like. We don't have time. Give me that scripture. Are you blessed today?
So blessed.
But I guarantee you, I just need a trigger to hold that. I want to hold that type of service. Once we say the opening prayer, the choir will lead us. You'll be jumping out. Anyhow you jump. Take the mic. Give us 2 songs. It's not worship like that, or it's praise. You understand? We'll help you with your crooked voice and we'll sing it like that. That day is not for fine voices. Sing it the way you know it. God says that is his expectation. Look at it. He said, you are going to sing a new song and you will sing it in the assembly. Not the song that you are doing like this. Then you now go on TikTok and be dancing like those people are not here. The people I'm talking to, they are not here, they are online. You're dancing like Salome. Verse 2. I'm sorry, it's just the way the thing is coming. Let Israel rejoice in their maker. How many people are actually proud of who God is? How many people actually think that God is a good God? That he's not a slave driver? How many people actually think that the way God wants us to stay away from sin is the best thing? How many people actually wish God was there so I can be free? People don't like God, though. It's because they cannot serve Satan. That's why they are staying. Because Satan is not playing. You will give, if you want this money, you give me your mother. Give me your father. Who do you love? Who do you love the most? Give me your... Satan no get joy. So people just say, let's be staying till the day. You know, the reverend in my Anglican church say we should pray till our joy is full. So we don't know the day the joy will come, but we should just be praying. The man is an old man anyway. Quickly, we need to close. He said, let Israel rejoice in our maker. Verse 2. Let the children of Zion. How many children of Zion do we have here? He said, let them be joyful. Anytime you hear the voice of your Jesus, of your God, of your King, anytime you see somebody posting something that is godly, be rejoice. Bah, like the thing. Like the thing. You cannot do, you cannot post, you cannot like. Well, which one is your own? People don't like, you odd your like. Only special people can collect your like and share. Well, who are you? Who are you? Who are you? You cannot even like. Just show solidarity. You know? Don't be me. God says he expects an excitement. There is an attitude. Every time our King is talked about, there is a response. It's like his children are around, though. It's like his children are here. They'll see your response. They say, oh my one be. They say, yeah. Ah.
So, hallelujah, praise God.
As if you are pushing him. Say. You are not catching it, though. You will see where I'm going very soon. Put up the scripture. No time. Do you see? You refuse to do this. Now the enemy is at your doorstep. You are now shouting. You want to break God's door down. And God will not allow you to break his door. That's how I made it with strong iron, because of you. With gold, if you break, there's no doorbell here. You only enter with praise. Hallelujah. And into his court with what? So if you are silent, you will stay outside for a long time. If you are quiet, he didn't say break the door down with prayer. Say, come into my presence with what? With thanksgiving. What does that mean? It means you have to remember every time stood for you. You must keep a journal of how many times he defended you, how he protected you, how he kept. Sometimes even in your sin, he defended you. As you are coming, Oluwa Modupe, you begin that thing he did. You start shouting it from outside. You start. Do you know that recently? You know, I told you that I was once diagnosed with hepatitis, right? Huh? It was, you know, me, I thought hepatitis was a cool disease, so I have to be honest with you. I did not know that it was a twin sister of HIV. I didn't know. Can you imagine what married this family? They say he has hepatitis, just hepatitis. Hey, just waiting. I know they marry again. Well, let's just be friends. Eh? I didn't know that hepatitis A, B, all those things, that is HIV. I did not know. Me, I was saying, just say, doctor says, it is yeah. Do you know that after that time I said it last, I just decided that let me even take myself to the hospital. Check. They did several tests, like including hepatitis A, hepatitis B, bilirubin. That bilirubin was found in my blood for so long. There was a time I became so sick while I was a student at Ife. Over Obafemi University, and they said it was this bilirubin, that the thing was so high. I didn't know what bilirubin was. We didn't even have access to the internet. Like, if you needed to do your project, you go into the library. Bilirubin. It is some bilirubin. It was somehow. But that's why the doctor said bilirubin, that it was so high. I said, what's causing the highness? He said, he doesn't know. That they need to do more tests. I say, no. I was leaving the hospital. They told me to come and pray for someone that was dying. Me, that they just told that my bilirubin level was so high. But the Lord said to me on that hospital bed, I said to you that your covenant with death is canceled. And on that bed, I said, God, I will serve you. If you keep me alive, I will serve you. And he said to me, you will not die. They discharged me without getting better. But since this incident was in the year 2003. How many years now? 2021. My mom was waiting for the doctor to say I had died. God visited me in that room and said, you will not die. They didn't treat me. They only gave me drip. Because we didn't have the money. I reject poverty. They put us in a room, because one kind of room, because they could not reject us because of, you know, Olainukon. That we, okay, let's just put them somewhere. But they were not really treating me because we were not paying. And Jesus came and said, but I told you. So, fast forward 21 years later, last 3 weeks, I took myself to the hospital. I wasn't sick. All those tests that they did then, I say, run it again. Bilirubin levels, hepatitis A, hepatitis B, they did so many. In fact, I didn't even read everything. The three that I was interested in was what I focused on. When the results came, I didn't even remember to go check. Until he just forgot to, check this thing now. And my heart skipped. That what if this thing is still there? And I've been making noise here. I went to my wife. She was in the kitchen. And I said, Luko. I said, Luko, so that now we have to see it. It's not. So she will say, what's that? And I looked at it. Hepatitis A, negative. B, negative. Bilirubin level, normal. What the doctor told me had no cure. But it was Jesus who said to me. That's why when I was working with the bank at Oshonico, Echo Bank, that later became Echo Bank, and the Lord told me to come and sit down with him. And I said, no, I'm okay like this. I'll do your work. The Lord sent an angel to me. And the angel said to me, some of the people who say they have seen angels, I'm wondering if it's the same type that I saw. All these female angels that are nice. And I don't know if it's the ones me I hear and I saw, or the ones that are in the Bible that have eyes all over their body. I don't know the one they saw. The one I saw came to me and said, looked at me and said, look at this office. What is this? I said, it's my head office. He said, let it be known to you. We are under angels, are under children of God. You give his angels. This one did not behave like he was under my authority. This one did not do like I could command him. Oh yeah, go and bring me suya. This angel did not behave as if he respected me. He came as though he was sent. He said, look at this office. What is this? Where is this? I said, this is my office, my head office. He said, let it be known to you. Let it be known to you that the premonitions upon your heart, the things that you have felt and you thought, the things that were coming to your mind like thought, that your time was up here, it is not of you. It is the Lord. Your time here is up. I opened my eyes. I shivered. The next time, as I began to struggle, the Lord came and he said, the job that I gave you, bring it back. When people talk about this, you know, it can be your savior. I know for you, he's the lover of your soul. You know, okay, no problem. Some of you have chosen to be civilians. No problem, no problem. We got you. This one, me, I'm talking about. Eh? He told me, say, come. I said, I'm coming. He said, come. I said, I'm coming. He said, come. I said, I'm coming. I didn't plan to come. He now said, okay, you will start having problem in that office. He told me, he said, you start having problem. I'm the one causing the problem. Later, he came and said, the job that I gave you, bring it back. That's when I knew the matter was getting solved. The final straw was when he came to me and he said, you promised me while you were on the hospital bed. He said, you told me that if I saved you, you will serve me. I said, I saved you. I said it now. Am I not serving you? He said, so now I want you to come and fulfill that promise. I was a child now. It's not a hard thing now. It's just, you know, it's what Christians say now. Is it not what something a Christian should say? I just said this. It's not like I wanted to now be a G.O. Me that I wanted to go to Australia. I said, it's not hard. Like, no. He said, no, it's not like that. You promised me I have come to collect. So when you fight against some people and you notice they are undefeatable, look at the trail of covenant they've left behind them. Look at where they met with God and they agreed on certain things. Some people are not fightable. I'm telling you, they may not be perfect, but they are not fightable. But you see this God there? He's a covenant-keeping God, though. That's why if you want to follow him, you must have an attitude. You can't do it as if you are at the embassy. If you have enough sense, whether you're a brother or a sister, to dress well when going for your visa interview. Then if truly you belong to his kingdom, then allow the HP check your dress. Put up this. Don't even mind this man talking. Just ask the Holy Spirit, do I please you like this? For adventure, maybe this dress is why you cannot even do evangelism. Next verse, quickly. There's somewhere I'm going. There's no time. The message is just about to start, but let them praise his name with what? I will not emphasize this one because all the brothers are guilty. It's the women that passed this aptitude test. This one. Because women and dance, they are 5 and 6.
So I will not emphasize this one for the sake of our brothers. But brothers, it is here. You have seen it. I know you say you are fooling God with your heart. God say he wants you to dance. He say he wants you to dance. Maybe we should have a praise service that brothers will be the one to lead. And John, Reverend John, you will lead us. Can we appreciate Reverend John for leading us? For accepting to lead us before God's presence. Hallelujah. Reverend John, you are blessed and we celebrate you. Amen. He has agreed. He has accepted. You see, very easy. You see, John's team has removed the scripture now. Because don't be like this. It's just, don't take it too personal. Okay, they say we should share the grace. So let them sing with praises to him. So this is why I like our parents. Most of our parents have all this shekere and tambourine. So this one now, whether you bring it to church or not, I have one. This week I will look for one and buy. That I can use in my room. So you see all those things that Nathan Ebasi is doing. He knows something. This is it. You are the one. He's a local man. This is where he saw it. So even with that shekere, you are still liking his video and following him. So go and do the same. So how many people will buy shekere this week? I know the country is hard, but you can still afford to buy one small one. So I can use it to my mom said to me, anytime I shake it, the demons are afraid. That's what my mother said to me. She said, when I'm coming from prayer meeting, I will be shaking it as I'm walking on the road. Ha! I say, Mama, yeah! She will be shaking the tea. I say, all of them will begin to scatter. I say, do you normally see that? I say, I don't need to see them. Oh, you see, this is our parents. There are no plenty teas. You did this. Hallelujah. There's battle. See battle in front of you. Go and buy shekere. And begin to sing. You see, you cannot have shekere and not make noise, though, because you cannot sing, in a low voice. The voice has to match. Quickly. This thing is, now. For the Lord takes pleasure in his people, and he will beautify them with what? With salvation. This was where my message was supposed to start from. Then I wanted to enter that king who they wrote a letter to, Hezekiah. And God sent two angels to destroy 180,000 people. That's a powerful testimony. They were threatening the night before. The next morning, they were all dead. Nobody could sue God. God, you can't sue him. So I will not emphasize this one, but please pay attention. God sees all these things as acts of humility. Hello? All these things that you are reading, praising him, being proud of him, dancing before him, kneeling before him, being excited about God publicly, God says they are acts of humility. And God says he will beautify the humble with what? With salvation. That means he will defend you. He will defend your name. You don't need to be there before he begins to visit judgment on those who are gossiping about you. Do you understand what I say? God says, I will beautify. When people look at you, they just see like all the traps. You just keep jumping over it. You are not even aware of what was put there. But God now becomes your defender. Hallelujah. Come on, say that's my portion. Quickly, verse 5. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud on their bed. This one gives me a lot of concern. Because a lot of Christians today don't know many Christian songs, but they know this popular guy now that is has one new song somewhere. I ran into him on TikTok. Tall with one kind of hair. I know his name. I will not mention it. So I won't go and Google it. It's not that one. But the song is very vibey. If you are not careful, even as a pastor, you just notice in the bathroom, you want to brush your teeth, you are lost. So you have to be very careful. That's why I don't want to sow that seed now. If I sow it, it will stick to your mind. Mention his name. But I'm praying for his salvation. See, let them sing aloud on their beds. These are the things God wants to see. Eh? This addiction to Instagram is where the lust of the flesh is coming from. God said, I want to hear you sing. So it seems like for every phase of our life, God wants us to be praising Him. Is that too much?
No.
Why can't you take a day to fast and pray? And the only prayer point is, Holy Spirit, give me this, the heart of praise. I want to be able to praise God all the time. All the time. Ah, he will answer that kind of prayer quickly. Quickly. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Overload. But now, Holy Ghost. Ah, you break down our door here. We don't allow those things here. You have to calm down. You want to break the last person that came to, he removed the joint. We have to now, he's dead. But so you too, you have come now. You want to remove the old door because you want breakthrough. Anybody that break, you pay. Once you break, you pay. It's Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. If you you break, oh yeah, yeah, full scripture. Next verse. Is it? Aha. Let the high praises of God. What is the quality of this praise? It's high. Praising the Lord. Praising in the firmament. Praising in the firmament. God is. So hold on. This is you are getting it. Don't worry. That's how we share the grace today. You are getting it. This kind of song, you cannot lust after a girl when you are singing a song. God, they say, we will sing it. High praises of God be in their mouth. And a two-edged, what is a two-edged sword? The word of God, Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12, the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. So that means as you are praising Him, where's your Bible? So this Bible must be in your heart, in your mouth. The word of God must be in your heart and in your mouth. And it is on the strength of that revelation you'll be praising Him. If anybody tells you to bring your voice down, that means the enemy is now aware that you have woken up. So you raise the volume. If anybody says, Akilode, that means the kingdom of darkness is already feeling the heat. Raise the volume, raise the volume, raise the volume. Let the landlord come and have the meeting with you. In the kingdom of God, noise is allowed. Noise is allowed. This is your gentle whatever. This is why nobody is taking you seriously. Next verse. Give me this one in King James. Give me this one in King James. This is my favorite warfare scripture. Especially when you are dealing with princes. To execute vengeance. Now, you have to look at this scripture in context and connection to the previous one. That's verse 6. He said, the reason why we are doing verse 6 is because of the reason why we are doing verse 7 is because of verse 6. He said, to execute judgment upon the heathen and punishment on the people. There's a part of the scripture, and we will not go there. He said, when judgment is delayed, he said, the heart of men becomes set in them to do evil. As Christians, we are called to forgive. But there are certain times, if we do not execute vengeance, people will think your God is weak. And they will continue to push you till they push you out of the way. Give me the next verse. Aha! To bind their kings with chains. And these are princes, spiritual rulers here. These are powerful people. God says you cannot say Holy Ghost bind. But if you come before Him with praises. Huh? If you come before your maker with high praises and with the word of God in your mouth, God will bind them.
Hallelujah.
That thing that only makes people start giving birth to children after they are 37 in your family. This is how to deal with it. That thing that leaves you with a lot of questions. Even after doing everything right. You cannot say this is what you did wrong. But for some reason, there are gaps. There are things you can't explain that are going on here. God says this is how to deal with them. Come before me with high praises and with the word of God in your mouth. To bind their kings with chains and their princes with fetters of iron. This is what God has promised. That when you enter into the realm of verse 1 to 7, God will get very strong chains. I tried to use an AI to create this image, but I didn't get what I was looking for. Very strong chains. Bind, in those days, they would bind the hands together, bind the feet, such that you can, even if the person who bound you slips off, you can't run. God says he will dethrone these kings and bind them. They are not kings you can disown or dislodge by your own strength. You need the input of heaven. You need God to come in and say, it's enough. You need God to come in and say, it is enough. Don't do anything here again. You need God to come in and say, don't come to this life again. It's enough. But what is the key? God gave us the key. Go back and read this entire chapter. He says, when we praise him, go back to verse, is it 5 or 6 now? Give me verse 5. I think it should be 5. He said, let the saints be joyful in glory and let them sing aloud upon. This second part, does it look like something that happens in the night? When you are on your bed and you're about to sleep. Yes. Huh? Most of the time when you're about to sleep, that's when you lay on your bed. Yes. God says, that moment, start praising me. Because there are warfares that are associated with the nighttime. Yes. There are warfares that only happen when you are asleep. When you cannot defend yourself, that's when they show up. And God says, before you go to bed, don't just pray, sing. In those days, I used to wonder why Pastor Adeboye, before preaching, would kneel down and say, thank you, my daddy. I bless you. You are the Eshad. Somebody even abused him. That God has not forgotten his name. If you want to preach, preach. I'm telling you. Say, you are my daddy. You are the biggest of the biggest. You are the most wonderful. You are the wonderful counselor. And everybody will just be clapping. Clapping. That's prayer. That's, he has not said anything. 10 minutes. Thank you, my daddy. Let somebody shout hallelujah. He's just praising God. It was later I found it. I said this way. So no matter what you say, Baba is getting you. God will not answer you. Call you. They can't even remember the last time they saw you. I think those are father. They know something. I was watching Pastor Papa Devon online. And he made a statement. He said when it comes to the issue of worship and praising God, he said there is a level you get to. You will not even have words again. That made such a strong impression. He said that's why we chant. Yeah. He said the words can no longer. Yeah. You start saying rubbish. So you just begin to chant. You just begin to chant. He said, God understands the language of chanting. He said, he and what is Satan doing? Trying to separate us from our fathers so that we cannot receive the inheritance. That's all. So you find a lot of people online now who are very bold with their words. So you have no inheritance. Even if your father is a smoker, is it in your mouth we are going to hear? Even if your dad is a smoker, the day you are getting married, you have to kneel down and let him pray for you. Yes, this is right to pray for you. You can't. So when you go back home, go on 3 days, praise fast. 3 days, schedule it. Maybe when you get back from work, but is somebody listening now? This army, I do my thing. I look for a scripture. Because I have some princes I need to take out of the way. But I know that I may not be able to challenge them head on. So I invite God. I seduce God into the conversation. Because I know God cannot resist his praise. anywhere that are praising, he will not send angel, he will come. If you pray, sometimes he sends angels. But if you praise him, he's the one that is coming. Come with the whole of angel. Come, the whole of heaven, they will come. Ah, well, what they see today, we say, I'll say it. Now like this, you go to be now. Really? Ah, you serious? Ah, we are now here, we're going to live with that. That's his oxygen.
Yes, sir.
So when if there's anything that now begins to threaten the flow of pure praise to him, he takes it out of the way. He binds it with chains. If there's anything, if he loves you, if he begins to love your voice and something wants to stop it, stop that voice from coming to him, he will not wait, he will go. I listened to a man who said, he woke up and he saw angels in his parlor. Angels, like literal human beings. But they were glowing. What are you doing here? Say, oh, we got an alert from the Holy Spirit. That's what the angel said. We got an alert from the Holy Spirit to come here that you are being attacked overnight. I didn't see anything. He said, we took care of it. In his mind, like, they didn't even wake him to pray. He said, we took care of it. He said, really? The angel just put the curtain in his parlor. He saw angels all over the compound. Some were sitting down under the tree. Some were gisting. He said, we're just going. We're about to go. If not that you came now, I would have gone. So the question is, how many things did we miss out on when we were sleeping and snoring? Aaron, do you know how loving your God is? He's willing to help you and be quiet. He's willing to defend you and not say a word. And you dare accuse him of not being faithful to you. Say, God, why has this not happened? Oh, really? Should I remove my covering? Should I remove my protection? Oh. So from today, when you praise him, don't do it because of the drum. Don't do it because of the keyboard. Do it because you have a covenant with your king. That wherever his name is mentioned, you will dance. Hallelujah. That you will dance. The only person that has passed dancing test in this church as a brother is Bara. So, in fact, maybe I should have asked you to preach today 7 reasons why every Christian should dance. Because you are the one the cap fits. As far as this dancing thing, for the brothers, so we are all learning from you. Hallelujah. How many of you are going to 10x your praise level to God? Hallelujah. Rise on your feet. Rise on your feet. Hallelujah. Now, somebody's going to give us a song. And I will not choose that person.